This is Brady Sinelis, and you're listening to the Brady Sinelis Podcast. And we're recording this podcast on November 30th, somewhere on North Doheny Drive, just below Sunset Boulevard. This is from Cinema Speculation, Quentin Tarantino's book, a series of essays about the movies of his youth, and it's about the 1970s. Quote, "My young parents went to a lot of movies around this time and usually brought me along. Part of the reason I was allowed to tag along was because I knew how to keep my mouth shut. During the daytime, I was allowed to be a normal, annoying kid, ask dumb questions, be childish, be selfish, like most children. But if they took me out at night to a nice restaurant or the movies or even on a double date with another couple, I knew this was adult time. If I wanted to be allowed to hang around during adult time, my little ass better be fucking cool. Which basically meant don't ask dumb questions. Don't think the evening is about you. It's not. The adults are there to talk to each other and laugh and joke. It was my job to shut up and let them, without constant childish interruption. I knew no one truly cared about any observation I had about the movie we saw or the evening itself. It's not like if I broke these rules I was treated harshly, but I was encouraged to act mature and well-behaved, because if I acted like a childish pain in the ass, I'd be left at home with a babysitter while they all went out and had a good time, and I didn't want to stay at home. I wanted to go out with them. I wanted to be part of adult time. It was in my best interest to keep my mouth shut and my eyes and ears open. This is what adults did when they weren't around children. This is how adults socialized. This is what they talked about when they were with each other. This is the shit they like to do. This is the shit they found funny. I don't know if it was my mother's intention or not, but they were teaching me how adults socialize with each other. In other words, Quentin, like I was, like Gen X was, raised in the adult world, made for adults, by adults, and that's what we aspire to leave childhood behind and enter into the world of adults by becoming one, to enter into the world of sex and careers and making money and being self-sufficient. This was a 70s childhood. And part of that maturing process was connected to watching the movies that were being made during that great era for American cinema. The movies we saw were tough, grown-up movies, violent and unpredictable, downbeat and dark. Even the hits ended on cynical notes, with the movie's heroes often lost or killed. The fact that for a few years this kind of ending was more commercial than not is something to consider. And Cinema Speculation is one of the best, at least the most readable and entertaining book that anyone has come up with about this period in American movies. It's a total delight from start to finish, and so informative about the movies of that decade that I learned things. I thought I knew everything. But Cinema Speculation was an education. It's somewhere near the company of David Thompson's Biographical Dictionary of Film and Pauline Kael's trilogy covering the 1970s, Deeper into Movies, Reeling, and When the Lights Go Down. Quentin Jerome Tarantino was born on March 27th, 1963. I was born on March 7th, 1964. And we both grew up in Los Angeles. So there is only a year separating us. But that year makes a big difference in terms of what we experienced, or more correctly, when we experienced them. One year doesn't mean a damn at this point in my life. But as a kid, someone who was a year older had an experience and a knowledge of the world that I didn't have yet, couldn't really grasp, and seemed so much older than I was. In many ways, our tastes are similar, and I experienced many of the movies Tarantino references at a later date, or not at all in a theater. That one year, I realized while reading the book, made a difference. There is some overlap in our young movie mad lives, and like Tarantino's mom, the dad had checked out. Mine had too, but not literally. I was allowed by my mom, or taken by her, to see certain R-rated movies. As with Tarantino, the wild 1970 comedy Where's Papa was one of them, and helped me enter into the world of adults. So yes, Quentin and I have overlaps, despite that crucial one-year age difference, because movies often stayed in theaters for years. There were so many re-releases and double bills, which were so prominent in the 1970s, that certain movies just seemed to stick around forever. And then there was the Z Channel, which my parents had installed in our house in Sherman Oaks in 1974 when I was 10. And that listeners, is when my real film education began, and when I caught up with so many movies I was not allowed to see when I was a kid in a theater, and that my parents couldn't stop me from watching in my room now. Everything from Deliverance to The Exorcist to Taxi Driver to Looking for Mr. Goodbar and beyond. Before that, Mad Magazine spoofs of certain popular hits were the only way I could imagine certain movies I wasn't allowed to see. And Mad Magazine, before Pauline Kael, was probably what ignited the critic in me, because these spoofs were always critical of the movie they were parodying. There is no way to start this conversation without admitting that things for a kid were very different then, and there's a very different kind of parenting in the 1970s compared to today. Not everything was great, not everything was perfect, but there was a laxness compared to today that aided in a kind of maturity and freedom missing today as well. And again, it wasn't as if my parents thought everything was allowable. The Exorcist was something they were never going to let me see at 9 or 10 years old, even though I badly wanted and practically begged them, but no. But a re-release of Where's Papa with my mom on a double bill with I can't remember what was okay. In fact, she had already seen it, and as a 9 or 10-year-old, she thought it was okay for me to see, even though it was R-rated and wild. My mom had a big crush on George Segal, the star, and I realize I secretly did too. And like Quentin, the image of Ruth Gordon biting George Segal's naked ass was seared into my mind, and I've never forgotten it for almost 50 fucking years. Where's Papa was certainly part of the new Hollywood that was emerging. And as Tarantino points out, if the new Hollywood begins in 1967, let's just say with the 1-2 punch of The Graduate and Bonnie and Clyde, Tarantino calls this the beginning of the revolution. And then in 1968 and 1969, there was the battle between the burgeoning new Hollywood and the old Hollywood. And then the revolution was won in 1970, and as Quentin points out, lasted for about 5 to 6 years as this thing. Quentin thinks the new Hollywood began ending in 1975 with Jaws, was gravely wounded by Rocky, and then resolutely killed with Star Wars. But before that, before Heaven's Gate nailed the final nail in the coffin of new Hollywood, before CAA and Mike Ovitz and the agents took over, Tarantino calls the 70s, quote, the greatest movie-making era in the history of Hollywood. And the films were created by the first film school-educated generation of young white male directors. These were the filmmakers who ended up defining the decade. Francis Ford Coppola, Peter Bogdanovich, Brian De Palma, Martin Scorsese, George Lucas, John Milius, Steven Spielberg, Paul Schrader are just a few that Tarantino lists. And yet Quentin